Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Yossi says, Kala Kalim, all Kalim, and Rabbi Yossi is even referring to something like a hammer. Nitalin, in some way you can take it on Shabbos, as we explained earlier, if it's a Kali Shemalach Deleisr, like a hammer, so you can take it to crack nuts, you can move it out of your way. So you want to sit down and there's a hammer on your seat, and you want to sit down to learn and there's a hammer where you would put your Gemara, you can move it out of the way. So Kala Kalim, all Kalim, even a Kali Shemalach Deleisr, of course a Kali Shemalach Deleheter, Nitalin, there's no problem, you can move it on Shabbos. Chutz, the exception is min hamasar hagoda. That's a large saw, a saw that was used for sawing beams, big saw. Or the yosed shel machresha. Yosed is like a nail or a hook, shel machresha of the plow. This is like a knife-like thing that was connected to a bunch of poles or strings that was connected to the animal, and that was a tough special blade that cut into the ground as you were plowing it. No one used this for anything else other than plowing. So therefore, something like the very big saw that was made for beams, or the yosei shel machresha, they are set aside just for their purpose. It's more muktzah. It falls under the category of what we refer to as muktzah, machmas, chasar, and kis. Remember we said there are certain things you can't move at all? Can't even move it. If you want to do something with it which is not muktzah, let's say somebody for fun wants to take this big saw and cut an orange with it. Can't use it for any other reason. Even if it's in your way, you can't move it. It's more muktzah than a regular keli shemalach le'iser. In your mind, it's more set aside because no one uses these things for anything else. It's not practical. It's not done. And people are very careful with it. It's expensive. You don't want to use it for anything else. And that's why it includes this category of muktzah. Muktzah, machmas, chasar, and kis includes the other things we said, like a moyel's knife or a shoychitz knife. Someone who deals with spices, it's very delicate, doesn't want any other smell or any other thing to get in the way of his spices that's going to affect the delicate fragrance. Things that a person has to sell to others, schayra, merchandise. Anything that is sensitive in your mind, you set aside and it becomes very muktzah, to the point where you can't touch it for any reason whatsoever. Muktzah means to move, by the way, not just to touch. If you're touching something and it doesn't move, it really doesn't fall under the category of muktzah. A lot of times we say, don't touch, it's muktzah. What we really mean is, don't touch it in such a way where it might move. Okay, in any event. So you're telling me that if it's a big saw, I can't even move it if it's in my way. Can't even move it if I want to use it for some purpose, which is mutter. If it's a hammer, I can move it. If it's in my way, I can move it if I want to crack nuts with it. What about, I want to move it because I want to protect it. It's in the sun, it may get ruined. I want to move it to the shade. No, you are not allowed to move it to protect it. Okay, what about a fork or a knife? What about a keli that's used on Shabbos? A keli shemalachtoi leheter. Plates, cups. Sakta mishna vayter. Kala kelim. Kelim that aren't used for things that are aser. Nitalin, you can take them letzairach. Whether we have a need for it or shelo letzairach. Even if you have no need for it. You want to take it out of the sun into the shade? Or you want to take it away because you're scared some ganovim are going to steal it? You have some nice spoons on the table. Oh, I don't like that person walking around over here. Let me take it away and put it into the drawer. There's no problem. If it's a keli shemalachde leheter. So again, kala kelim or other kelim that aren't made for things that are usher, nitalin, you can take them letzairach, if you want to use it, a shaler letzairach, even if you don't want to use it, only to protect the item. Now there's another sheet, the Reb Nechemya oim, Reb Nechemya says, no, ein nitalin el letzairach. Reb Nechemya says that every keli can only be used for its purpose. In other words, according to Reb Nechemya, a knife may be moved to cut, but you can't, let's say, use a knife to prop up a bowl. But the halacha is like the Tanakhama, not like Reb Nechemya. Okay, so now that we learned this Mishnah, and I told you, name me three categories of muktzah that are discussed in this Mishnah. In a way, you would say muktzah machmas chasar and kis, that's like the big saw, can't move that, not letzarech gufay. Letzarech gufay means for a permissible purpose, if I somehow wanted to, slice an onion with this, Can't move it letzarach mekaymai. If I need a place, I can't move it away. Can't move it mechamel itzel. That means from the sun to the shade. You have a keli shemalachdu leisser. That's like a hammer. I'm not so makbid on it. I can move it to crack a nut. I can move it if it's in my way, but I can't move it to protect it. Then you have a keli shemalachdu leheter, like a spoon, fork, plate. According to the Tanakhama, you can move it for any reason you would like, even to protect it. Although, according to Reb Nechemya, when it comes to Muktzah, he's very strict. He says any keli that you can use can only be used for its purpose. So if it's a fork, you can only use it for a fork. If it's a knife, you can only use it to cut. If it's a plate, you can only use it as a plate. Can't use it for anything else. And of course, according to Reb Nechemya, a keli shemalachdei le'isser, a hammer for sure, can't be used to crack nuts. Who do we paskin like? Paskin like the Tanakhama.